Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, this is the opening to the opening of the show. That's right. So I'm on the road and I started just recording this opening, which will explain itself. But then I realized something. And I stopped doing this as much as I used to. Sometimes I'm doing these shows into the phone, and I put my thumb over the phone. Last week, we had to did it during like 3 minutes of the show, so I'm being very aware of that from now on. So during the show, if there's ever a point I did it two or three times when I was doing today's show. I just told Aristotle to, like, you know, just make a little sound with like a ding-dong, and that means that's why it made an abrupt cut from one place to another. That means Aristotle, maybe for like a minute, it was me talking with my thumb over the mic. Just take a doorbell, ding-dong, and go to where it's clean again. Usually like a minute later, I'll take my thumb off. But I'm going to be aware of it now. And I bought a microphone that I will start using next week when I'm on the road. That way I won't be able to do that. So anyway, because I know it's like very frustrating. So that's it. So this is the opening to the opening. So today's show will all explain itself. An opening to the opening, that's like a big deal. And then, but if you ever hear ding-dong, maybe you won't hear it at all. But that means Aristotle just nip that up. Aristotle, and I want to thank you for doing it. Oh, by the way, Aristotle, do you mind doing it? Oh. You know, Aristotle, there's something about you. You're so... you make it easy. You're so nice the way you just said that. So warm, so convincing. God damn. All right, listen. Enjoy the show, everybody. And don't forget to come to my show this Wednesday, 8:30, at the Lab, at the Improv. I'm running my hour special with a little band. It's going to be great. 8:30 at the Lab, Wednesday night. It's just a small audience. That's all we're going to do. All right, I mentioned it in the show today, too. All right, bye. Here's the show. Aristotle, I want you to go, that was the opening to the Todd Glass Show. And then, no, you don't have to do it.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
How are you? I'm backstage in Milwaukee at Pabst Theater. Let me tell you something. There's no show this week. I'm sorry. By the way, this is a first in the 3 year of the history of the show where I realized, like, 2 days ago, I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have a show. So usually, you know, I'll say, hey, there's no show next week. And there wasn't a show last week. But I'm in a good mood. How are you? You're good. I just smoked a little. I just got a little fresh air. And I'm backstage, like I said, and Jim Gaffigan's on stage tonight. And it's a fun night. It's a really fun night. This is a beautiful theater. And I'm going to tell you something. Out of all the theaters that I've been to, I sound like, out of all the theaters I've been to, this is the nicest. None of the others even compare, like the downstairs. Well, Jim Gaffigan has all his kids here, so there's five kids, and then Jeannie is here also, and which I have a funny story about her in a second, so stand by. And the downstairs, it's like if I planned it, like, it's like in the basement, but it's funky. It's really funky but cool. They have big leather couches all over the place and tables and chairs and a row of food and Christmas lights, and they put up a Christmas tree, and it's just everything. And then there's books all over the table and a really cool old record player and tons of records if you want to put them on, and board games all over the place, and it's just perfect. Like, and the energy down here, Like, we're here three nights in a row, and it's like to walk into this every night, it's unbelievable. Everybody's friendly and nice. It's a great place to spend 3 days, you know? And tonight, they hired Santa Claus. It was so exciting. Like, this guy that looks like Santa Claus comes in. And Jim said in his opening that he wasn't a good kisser. Anyway, so listen, so I'm down here, and Jim's on stage right now. And, I do have something to tell you about this Tuesday. But remind me about that, too. I don't want to forget. Okay, let me tell you now, because I won't forget. So this Tuesday, I'm not going to know what the date is. I'm pretty sure it's the 5th, or is it the 4th? I don't know. But it's this Tuesday coming up. I'm doing an 8:30 show at the Improv. I'm going to run my hour special in the lab, because it's a great little room. I'm going to have a little band there, and I'm going to run my hour. And we'll stop it and start it, and, you know, we're not going to record the hour. I just have to run it. You know, I make sure I have it all together, and so this is not me trying out new material. It's just running the order of it, and I have the band and everything. So wear a bow tie, please. Make it look nice. Dress up. Make it, like, ridiculous. Like, dress up if you want. And guess what? If you don't. Like, don't dress up unless you like it. I'd rather someone be in a T-shirt and be comfortable than dressed up and uncomfortable. I just want you to be comfortable. And if that means dressing up, well, then, you know, it's not going to kill you. I don't care. Show up. Listen, I'm sick and tired of arguing about what you wear. Okay, so listen. So there's that. So anyway, I had a little bit of fresh air a little bit ago. And, by the way, one other thing. So Jim's kids go out and open up the show. They don't always do it, but they've been doing it, like, the last few times. And it's so cute because the three older ones get it better, but the little one, like, doesn't even do it sometimes. And tonight all he did was sit there, stare away, and, like, scratch at his ass. But it makes it that much funnier because, you know, it's not like, you know, Jim and Jeannie are like, you go out there and do it perfect. It's obvious, go out there, try to do what we rehearsed and just be silly and have a good time, and then he's out there scratching his ass. Oh, it's so cute. These kids are so goddamn cute. I mean, I'm not kidding around. You just want to... They're too old. You know, one of them's like 5. You can't... Every time they talk to you, tell them you want to mush their face. You know, it's like they'll start thinking you're crazy. But that's what I do. I have to react to her. She would just... Katie, the one kid, would say something, and after they said whatever it is, I'd want to go, you're so cute, I can't take it. Just the way she would, like, answer me. It's like crazy. So I punched her in her face. Well, I have to. Well, you have to teach kids. They have to learn. Hey, I'm still, you know, this is a show, technically. Come on, you hear Jim in the background? He won't shut up. Talk straight for an hour every night. I think that's rude. Oh, so here's a bit me and Jeannie Gaffigan were doing, and I was just laughing very hard, like the best type of laughter there is. So I started this bit, and Jeannie's very good. If you start a bit with her, she'll take it right to where you want to take it. So I started a bit that what if there was food, because there's like a row of food with, you know, some chafing dishes and some other types of food. I was going to say shrimp, but then I thought that even the fake podcast crew would go, oh, Todd eats shrimp. So Merry Christmas, by the way, and I'm proud of you with your sobriety. That's right, you little fuck. Well, we'll get to you in a second. Look how professional I am. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So we'll get to the sobriety thing in a second. So I was talking about... Very professional. See, I remember. So we started this bit. There's a row of food, and there's all these different foods that... What if you had, like, 30 people coming in 10 minutes? You know when you have two, like, groups of people coming to your party? But whatever the reason is, the later group that would probably be rolling in about 20 minutes, you needed that food to look good. And it was at the point that if you don't do something drastic, that bowl of shrimp literally is going to be gone because there's like 35, 40 people there already. You just didn't plan it the best. So you need to aggressively try to halt or how much people are eating. So in about 10 minutes, when the new group comes in, the people you need to impress, you know, whatever reason, a very traditional world, the boss maybe, who cares for the bit? So we were just making up stuff. So I started to say it like, hey, how you doing? I go, look at you. Did you gain weight? No, I don't care. I just, But then Jeannie had a better idea, because you really wouldn't want to do that. It's better you compliment them, but it's very like, oh, you look great. Last time, can I be honest, boy, do you look great. Last time I thought you were too thin, but now you're not too thin. I'm proud of you, or good for you. Of course, they're like, what? And they're not going to eat. You just basically, you go up to someone else, you go, oh, how you doing? I love you. You have a great look. You have such a full face. I love it. And they're like, oh, they're going to think they're... So slowly everyone starts eating. That's the bit we were doing. You have such a full face. Last time I thought you were too thin. You look great. Not too thin. Wow. Maybe I'll interview Jim and Jeannie tonight. Maybe that could be fun. If I don't, it means they aggressively told me they would not take part in it. Wow. Well... this has been a fun night. Oh, boy. Santa Claus was so much fun. No, I mean, it's so ridiculous, but it's just you can't help but smile when somebody comes in the room that doesn't look like a guy with a taped-on beard. It must have been a real beard or something. I mean, I know it wasn't the real Santa Claus. I'm not crazy, but he looked good. Of course I want to get a picture with him. And then he just sat around. And then after a while, I realized he was a little heavy. I saw through the Santa Claus costume. But anyway, it was fun. And he went out and brought Jim's stool out. It just makes it like after I go out there, then his kids go out and they do this song, like I mentioned. And then it goes dark, and then Santa Claus comes out and puts a different microphone out there and a different stool. I don't know why. But, oh, tonight he just took this. I don't know what he did. He came out and he grabbed this. I don't know what he did. I think he might have wandered out there accidentally. No, he took the stool off because the kids were going to dance. So they had to clear the stage and then put it back for Jim. That's why. No, I'll tell you why. Because Jim and Jeannie, they asked me to not mention this, but I'm tired of lying for them. And Jeannie, I know you're going to be very aggressive with me, but Jim has he will not touch anything that anybody else touches. So the true reason for the stool is I had to make up that lie, is that after I touch the stool, which I'm not supposed to, they have to wash it off with alcohol. And then they tell me it delays the show. So I forgot I touched the stool tonight, so Santa Claus came, tried to turn it in. Is this bit funny? Am I funny? Am I necessary? I'm thinking about a new creation, tall. Hold, oh, someone's knocking on the door.
It's Jeannie.
Oh my God, it's Jeannie. Come here, Jeannie. Jeannie, guess what? This is perfect. All right, listen, so you might have heard just like a glitch or something. That's because Jeannie Gaffigan came in, who I was just talking about. And I want to try to see if Jim starts doing the Hot Pockets bit, then she has to run upstairs. So,
yeah.
But we'll talk. We're going to steal you for 1 second. So do the thing with the, try to think of more of the, you did it different. How did you explain it? Because yours is a little different, but I like it.
You look so great. It's so great to see you look so great. Now, you know, you were.
Ding dong.
No,
you David got fat, and you make it a compliment.
And you can, here's the reason it's funny to me. This whole thing is because you don't want people to eat the buffet.
Because there are more important people are coming.
Yeah,
and
so
you
have to.
You don't want to run. You know, they ran out of stuff on that buffet, and I would never have put it all out. Hold some stuff back. Now I have people coming back after.
So you go up.
See an empty freaking sterno.
Give me another one that you would do. You go up to person three, like five people over. You have to do it again to stop them from eating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you say, oh my gosh, it is so great. You look so healthy. You look so healthy. It's good to see you. You know, it looks like you really, did you gain a little weight or something? I mean, a good way.
Ding dong. Definitely stop them from eating. But they just think you're a dumb, you're a simpleton. I can't go back and go, why were you insulting? Because then they know in your head you thought you were nice. Meanwhile, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Right.
And it's working. I was talking about that. Then I was talking about this. I was talking about that. I was doing a certain thing. But then I decided to talk about something completely
different from before, and that's what I'm about to do now. I was talking about something. It could have been I was doing a bit. But then I decided to stop it abruptly and decided to head somewhere else. And that's where I'm heading now. So anyway, how are you? That's it. I need a haircut. I wanted to come, you know, I wanted to keep telling you more things about myself. I need a haircut. Maybe I'm going to just say, I'm going to pause this now, then see what happens the rest of the night, and then maybe turn it on later in the night and then record more and send it in little increments. I have something for Aristotle to do. Here's what we'll do is we'll throw to Aristotle, and then Aristotle, you just have to say, now back to Todd Glass. Now back to on the road with Todd Glass. I'm going to ask you to do something, and you go, and now back to On the Road with Todd Glass. It's our new series. It's shows from my cell phone. But Aristotle, what I'd like you to do right now is pick a Christmas song. I think I asked you to do this in the last episode, but it's one of the few that you didn't listen to the opening, I think. Plus, I sent it to you last minute, and it was Christmas. And then, hold on, sorry. So Aristotle, here's what I want you to do. Pick a Christmas song, put tons of reverb in your voice. Not to where you can't hear yourself, but tons of reverb. And maybe get a generic loop of bells, you know, just some ringing bells, or karaoke version, Frosty the Snowman. Anything you're comfortable singing, you sing it, part of our Let's Keep the Christmas Holiday Season Going. Ladies and gentlemen, and Aristotle, you can do the whole song if you want. You can do whatever you want and then throw it back to me. Ladies and gentlemen, now I bring you the great. You can even put a little applause in here if you want. The great Aristotle.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin dead and there. The Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker got away.
And now, On the Road with Todd Glass.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. It's On the Road with Todd Glass. Last week he was in Philadelphia. Then he went up to Bucks County. Now he's in Milwaukee opening up for Jim Gaffigan. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Glass. This is On the Road with Todd Glass. I wanted to thank Aristotle for that. How about that, Aristotle? That was great. Wasn't he wonderful? Now, listen, I'm backstage, and there's a little party going out in the green room. I'm going to go out there and see if I can get everyone to sing Jingle Bells to George Carlin. I'll walk out. I'll tell everybody, hey, I'm going to turn it on my pod. Oh, no, I won't even say anything. I'll just turn on my recorder and say, hey, I'll start singing. That's how I'll do it. So, here we go. Next thing you hear will either be me saying why they didn't sing it, and or it'll be them singing it. And we'll be back.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
I love you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.